Jesus said, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This brief passage from the Gospel according to St. John has some teachings from Jesus that contain some really good ideas. He talks about the reality of love and of peace, and also the idea of not being troubled or afraid. And this seems to be like the ideal life, where you have a life that's filled with love and with peace and with no reason to be afraid of anything. Now, we have to understand, however, the context of these words of Jesus. What's he doing? He's building up the church. He's teaching the apostles about how to live in him. And what's going to happen after he spoke these words is he's going to be crucified very violently. He's going to die, be buried. He's going to rise from the dead, though. However, soon after that, his community, the church, is going to be persecuted viciously by so many different forces. The apostles themselves, who had heard these words about love and about peace and about not being afraid, are going to have a lot of trouble in their life. One of the things I like to do in the Easter season is I spend a lot of time with the Acts of the Apostles, and I have this series, an audio series called the Truth in Life Dramatized Audio New Testament, and it goes through the whole New Testament in a very dramatic reading. It's a very good thing, and I listen to the Acts of the Apostles, and when you go through that book of the New Testament, you see that the apostles have a whole lot of trouble. I was listening recently to St. Paul about some of his journeys, and he's on this boat, and the captain of the boat seems to be incompetent, and he's shipwrecked, and then when he gets on this island, he's bit by a snake. And you must imagine that the apostles, when they went through things like this, they probably wondered, were the words of Jesus true? He spoke about love and of peace and of being in such a disposition that we have nothing to be afraid of. Well, the thing is, if Jesus is Lord, and he is, then his words have to be true. Everything he says has to come to fulfillment. For the apostles, if they lacked love in their life and lacked peace, and if they had reasons to be afraid, then what does that mean? It would mean, according to the words of Jesus, that they were not keeping the word of the Lord. Jesus says in the gospel that if we keep his word, then we'll experience the love of God within us. We'll experience his peace, and we'll be able to heed his command to not be afraid. In the Acts of the Apostles, they encounter all kinds of problems. They experience hatred and violence. They're threatened by people who have lots of power in this world. And one would think that the apostles, in the middle of all that, would say, this talk about love and about peace and about having no fear was a total joke. It was ridiculous. It seems for them that there is no love, there is no peace, and that fear, being terrified and troubled, is the only way to go through life. But they didn't do that. The apostles didn't do that. On the contrary, if you listen to their teaching, they are people of courage. And they have a sense of happiness, a sense of, we know what we're doing, we're following the Master, the Lord Jesus. They discover that in the midst of the troubles of this world, there is another way. And that's the way of following the Lord Jesus. Christ calls us to a new way of thinking, a whole new vision of life. His gospel teaching is that if we keep his word, that is, if we are faithful to him, then we're going to experience true love and true peace and strength and courage. He's calling us to allow His word, His gospel, to shape our lives, not to allow our lives' experiences to shape His gospel. You see, that's what we actually do sometimes. If we go through all kinds of trouble, we start to think that, no, Jesus was wrong. I have reasons to be afraid and broken, and I have reasons to feel that there is no love and no peace. Well, that's allowing our experience of the troubles of this world to somehow shape the teaching of Jesus, which it really can't do, but we can kind of, in our own imagination, think that we can do that. It's something that people do when they experience all manner of temptations. They allow their temptations to try to shape the moral teaching of Christ in the church, and that's the wrong move. But anyway, we need to allow the words of Jesus to shape our lives. And His words are that if we keep His word, then we're going to experience the love of God in our lives. We're going to really experience it in our soul. And we'll experience peace. We'll experience courage. Now let's apply this to our own lives. You know, some people feel that their lives lack love. They don't have much love in their life. They feel like they lack peace. And they have a lot of fear about what they have to go to in life. Well, what is love? Love is when you are totally accepted. Not only that, but you are valued. You are treated by the one who loves you as a valuable person for their lives, their own life's happiness. What is peace? Peace is when you feel like you have nothing against you, nothing frustrating you. And what does it mean to have no fear, to have nothing to be afraid of? Well, it means you've got courage. You feel that you're going to go through life and you're going to experience a kind of success in everything you do, or even if it's not successful, it's not going to be bad if you're not successful. You're going to have a sense of, I'm always moving towards goodness. But according to Jesus, if we don't have love, if we don't have peace, if we are afraid as we go through life, it means that we're not keeping His word. We're not keeping His word fully. And we all need to be open to the idea that we're actually not keeping His word enough, and that somehow we're failing in that regard. That's humility. Sometimes when you tell someone, you know, look, you're going through a lot of trouble and you have to keep God's word, that's your problem, they get angry at you. And they say, oh, I keep God's word, I do this, I do that, and that's not the right spirit to have, because God's word is eternal, so we can always grow in keeping His word. Well, Jesus Christ is the Lord, and because He is the Lord, then true love and true peace and courage is right here for us. And it's in the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now here is a real challenge for us. Our goal is not to have more love. Our goal is not to have more peace. Our goal is not to have a situation where we have no fears in our life. Our goal is to keep the word of God in our hearts, to live by the law of the Lord. You know, some people, in the name of trying to experience more love in their life, can make some very unwise decisions. They can make bad choices that cause a lot of trouble for themselves and for others, even for a long time. Some, in the name of looking for more peace in their life, can do horrible things to people, and that can rob people of peace, including themselves. And some people, in an effort to manifest that they're strong and courageous and fear nothing, can do some foolish things, can do some things that disappoint a lot of people. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting more love and more peace and expressing or living more courage in your life, but our number one goal is none of that. Our number one goal is to keep the word of the Lord. That is the logic of the Holy Gospel. That's the logic of the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And it's a lifelong project, keeping the word of God, living by the law of the Lord. And it's a project that we're either moving forward or moving backwards. And we want to always move forward. If we've ever moved backwards, we've got to start over and move forward. And we make progress in this project by our faith, by the sacraments, beginning with baptism, by a good moral life, which is our choices we make every single day, and by prayer each day. So, brothers and sisters, in our baptism, Remember that you were brought into the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are brought into the mystery of divine love, of divine peace, and of divine courage. Let us try to renew our efforts to live our baptismal identity as children of God, to live by the gospel. In this way, we shall experience true love, true peace, and true courage. And these gifts do not come to us by our own efforts. They do not come to us by a gift from the world. They come to us from Christ Himself. They're gifts that come to us from the Lord, and they're gifts that the world itself cannot take away from us. God bless you.